See, the wiggle tails gets in it first. Try to take wiggle tail gave me a set too long.
What'd get to it?
Wiggle tails, of course. They know a whole lot of things in the water.
Oh, yeah, like baby mosquitoes or something.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Call them wiggle tails.
Okay. What would you put in the top of a bottle to keep it, you know?
Cork.
Okay. What was it usually made out of?
The cork?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was brown. Tennis by the cork.
Was it made out of any special material?
Well, I wouldn't know about that. How did me cork it made?
I think it's just cork, isn't it? Just cork wood or something.
Yes, it must be.
Okay. Did you ever have one of those musical instruments kids play like this?
Oh my God, yeah, and Jew is off the court.
Okay. What would it sound like? Or how would you play it?
Well, it's a round thing like that there. It have a some kind of like your tape there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had put your mouth on your beat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get the music. And they move according to the way you breathe, and loud or low.
Mm-hmm.
Loud or low. And be you talking. It's like when you're a song, you sing. You sing that instead of singing out open over there by the Jew's harp. As you talk it to the Jew's harp, you know.
Uh-huh. And make that frown.
Yeah.
Did you ever see anybody with a kind of a long instrument and they blow through it and make music like that? Like a mouth harp or something?
Oh, yes, those things. Now that harp that you mentioned a while ago about that thing around
the
thing.
Yeah, the Jew's harp?
That was the Jew's harp.
Mm-hmm.
And they had what they know as they call them mouth harps or mouth organs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now you blow in the kind of tone you please on that.
Mm-hmm.
Which a lot of time you had to break your fingers on it, you see.
Yeah.
Whatever was fine while you touch that, you know. You want to slur your voice? Everything you took to slur your voice over.
Mm-hmm.
That was just fun on those days.
Do you ever play one of those?
Oh, you bet you
really? Not. I've got one back in my place. I should have brought it with me. Had you play me some? If a man had a load of wood and was carrying it someplace, what would you say he was doing with it?
Well, there's two things. It had a strand wood, and then it had a cordwood.
Mm-hmm.
That cordwood was only 4 feet wood, 3 and 4 feet long. And that strand wood would be 2 feet, something like that,
mm-hmm.
foot and a half. And that was used, you know, that strand would be used to cook with fire, you know, mm-hmm. the stove and such as that. And that other cordwood, it would be 8 feet wide and 4 feet high. They call that a cord.
Mm-hmm.
That was used, you know, for different purposes back then.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have, beside the railroads, a place for the trains to stop it when it was burning wood in the train.
Mm-hmm.
Before it started burning coal. And the train would stop there and load up the wood, you see, back on the tender there. And that was a different kind of wood, too. That cordwood was used generally, as I first stated, the fire grows with. And the phosphate mines, pretty much every mine used that cordwood.
Mm-hmm.